We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Farther on, beyond the shadows of our doubt, we will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to rise. We walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside is telling you to give up. Walk on faith.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police say a dispute at the Chiefs rally sparked the shooting that killed one woman and injured nearly two dozen others.
Kansas City police say it was not an orchestrated attack on attendees of the Chiefs celebration. Instead, they now know it was street crime with innocent bystanders impacted. Chief Stacey Graves.
This appeared to be a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire.
Two suspects who were detained are juveniles. She says a few guns were recovered. Half of the victims are under the age of 16. Alex Stone, ABC News.
FBI Director Christopher Wray in Germany today for the start of the Munich Security Conference. On Capitol Hill, congressional intelligence lawmakers are set to be briefed by the White House over Russia's aspirations to place nuclear weapons in space. And a misconduct hearing in Atlanta underway involving the district attorney overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case against former President Trump. A judge could decide whether to disqualify her from the case. This is ABC News. The Big Apple is taking on big tech. New York City is suing social media companies, claiming they're fueling a mental health crisis.
The lawsuit targets TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and YouTube, alleging the companies designed their apps to get young people addicted. The city is demanding the companies change their behavior and help cover the cost of mental health treatments. Those platforms now firing back. The parent company of Facebook and Instagram saying, "We want teens teens to have safe, age-appropriate experiences online. We have over 30 tools and features to support them and their parents.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. A Michigan woman is under arrest for an alleged scheme to resell designer dresses. Prosecutors say Brandaline Horn rented $800,000 in clothes and accessories from at least three subscription-based clothing rental companies. Instead of returning the items, she allegedly sold them. If convicted, she faces decades in prison. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under mostly sunny skies as highs hover near 30. It's a bit breezy today with a northwest wind that's going to be dragging in cooler temperatures for tomorrow. Highs only hit the low 20s. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 23.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A shoe seller based in Wisconsin has been sold to a national chain of shoe stores. Ted Allen has more.
Rogan Shoes has been purchased by Shoe Carnival for $45 million. Rogan's, which started as a family shoe store in Racine in 1971, grew to 28 locations across Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. A Tuesday news release from Shoe Carnival said the acquisition of Rogan's positions them as the market leader in Wisconsin, and it establishes a store base in Minnesota, creating additional expansion opportunities.
Concordia University is facing financial hard times. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports the school will face a significant reduction in operations and cutbacks at its Mequon campus. The university told the Milwaukee TV station that a partner Concordia campus in Ann Arbor will face greater cutbacks, including staff reductions and dispersal of property. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whew, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Adams Super Service, your NAPA certified gold car care center, Durand. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom and Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Firefighters from Durand, Rock Creek, Mondovi, and five other departments responded to a structure fire Tuesday night. According to the Durand Fire Department, firefighters were called to a woodshed on fire at N1074 Highway O in the town of Peru. By the time firefighters arrived, the house and two outbuildings were fully engulfed. The two outbuildings collapsed shortly after firefighters arrived, and after a long battle into the early morning hours of Wednesday, the home had to be torn down due to the structural integrity of the interior floors and walls. No one was injured in the fire. The cause of the blaze is still under investigation. Aspirus Health says it will add hospital beds to make up for some of what Western Wisconsin is losing with HSHS and Prevea. Aspirus yesterday said it would add 6 beds at its hospital in Stanley and add 8 beds in Medford while working to expand its services in Wausau and hire more people. Aspirus says it's working on an affiliation with St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth. Aspirus CEO Matthew Haywood said they understand the need in the Chippewa Valley and are working to meet it. Dunn County will look to hire healthcare workers. The county yesterday said it would host a job fair next week and another one in March. Both will welcome walk-in interviews. The county says it's looking to hire registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, certified nursing assistants, licensed therapists, as well as social workers and other people as well. Both job fairs will be in the central building at the Neighbors of Dunn County. The recently passed legislative maps would have some changes here for us in western Wisconsin. In the Assembly, Pepin and Pierce counties would move from the 93rd Assembly District represented by Warren Petrick, and Buffalo and Trempealeau counties would move from the 92nd District represented by Trig Pronchinski to a new 29th District, which would be moved from Dunn County. While in the State Senate, Pepin and Pierce and Buffalo counties would move from the 31st State Senate District to become part of the 10th District, which is currently represented by Senator Rob Staffsholt. Democrats at the Wisconsin Capitol want a massive expansion of paid family leave in the state. Wisconsin law currently gives people up to 2 weeks of paid leave to take care of a sick child, spouse, or parent. The pitch from State Representative Francesca Hong and others would expand that to 14 weeks and add all manner of other reasons for someone to take this time off. Hong also wants to remove the exemption for small businesses in the state. She says the expansion gives working families in Wisconsin support that they need. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
The Durand City Council made it official last night and delayed the Madison Street reconstruction project. The low bid of $3.2 million came from McCabe Construction, but that bid and two others were rejected at last night's council meeting. The council had been expecting the project to cost approximately $2.5 million, so it was decided to reject the bids and delay the project for 1 year. The city will now review the entire project with Cedar Corporation to find ways to bring it back to that $2.5 million budget. Lawmakers are taking steps to try to provide for the Chippewa Valley when two of the hospitals close later this spring. Both the State Assembly and State Senate held hearings yesterday on $15 million that lawmakers want to send to Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls once HSHS and Prevea close their doors in April. State Senator Jesse James of Altoona says the closings will mean the loss of over 100 hospital beds, 28 ICU beds, and all of Prevea's urgent care clinics. The $15 million was originally earmarked for HSHS's hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, but now would be reallocated to other healthcare providers once those hospitals close. A Wisconsin business owner accused of sexual assault will now face additional charges after another two potential victims were discovered. Chris Delvin, the owner of a non-surgical cosmetic center in Eau Claire, is accused of touching patients inappropriately, taking non-consensual photos, and exposing himself during appointments. The first charges were filed after police spoke with four victims, but additional charges came after a fifth victim spoke with police. Officers say there's also photo evidence of a sixth victim. Delvin will be in court again in March. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is investigating the death of hundreds of fish in the Mississippi River. The agency says the dead fish were found in the river in Lake City on February 3rd and in Wabasha on February 8th. The Minnesota DNR says about 1,000 fish died in all. The agency said the die-offs were caused by thermal stress related to recent high temperatures, and analysts are still looking at data collected from both locations. More than 100 people will lose their jobs in Madison when a printing plant ceases operations. CJK Group, parent company of Sheridan, Wisconsin, formerly known as WebCrafters, sent a layoff notice to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and city officials, citing significant downturns in business at the plant. The company said the layoffs of 116 workers will begin in April and continue until the plant fully closes in late June. CJK, with operations in six countries, purchased the plant in 2017. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
A Minnesota brewery worker has become a viral video star after his company posted some surveillance footage on social media. The video shows the worker getting blasted by a stream of beer from a fermentation tank and winding up on the ground. Back Channel Brewing Company says the video was recorded January 23rd. The employee was unhurt. The brewery also says the beer that shot from the tank was appropriate for the situation since it was named Blowback. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under mostly sunny skies as highs hover near 30. It's a bit breezy today with a northwest wind that's going to be dragging in cooler temperatures for tomorrow. Highs only hit the low 20s. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 23.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens.
And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Pitchers and catchers begin their first workouts of the spring for the Brewers today as spring camp officially gets underway. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After the departures of Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff, most of the returning pitchers with significant name recognition will come out of the bullpen. Freddie Peralta and Wade Miley will anchor the Brewers' starting rotation. Caitlin Clark will try to make history tonight when the fourth-ranked Iowa women host Michigan. The senior guard needs 8 points to break the NCAA's all-time scoring mark currently held by former Washington star Kelsey Plum.
I think I'm excited. It's going to be a very special night. I got a lot of family coming, so that'll be a lot of fun. But I think my main focus is just honestly going out there and having a blast with my teammates and enjoying it.
Green Bay Phoenix five-game win streak is history following a 58-57 home loss to Northern Kentucky last night. Green Bay dropped to 12-4 and Horizon League play tied for the league lead with Oakland. The Milwaukee Panthers picked up a come-from-behind 71-68 road win at Cleveland State. Ohio State Buckeyes fired their head coach Chris Holtmann following a loss to the Badgers in Madison on Tuesday. With 4 years left on his contract, the school said Holtmann will receive a $12.8 million buyout. Fourth-ranked Marquette gearing up for its Saturday Big East showdown against top-ranked UConn. The Golden Eagles are coming off a 6-point win at Butler on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Huskies tuned up their game with a 101-65 blowout win over DePaul last night. Second-ranked Badger women's hockey team is riding a 13-game win streak into their border battle series against rival Minnesota this weekend. Coach Mark Johnson said this is what they play for.
They're locked in. I'm sure Minnesota's going to be locked in, and so when they drop the puck Friday night at 7, it's like, it'll be fun. This is what they spend the summers working out. This is why we practice, to have these type of weekends, especially late in the season.
Gophers riding an 8-game winning streak. They're the last team to beat the Badgers. NBA Bucks visit Memphis tonight, their final game before the All-Star break. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines off his putt. It's a breakaway! They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through March 4th, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $36.99, only at AutoZone.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H-Test versus API SP test limits.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The front row is set for the Daytona 500. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Are you ready to go back to the summer of 99? Priest is back. Summer of 99 tour. For the first time in more than a decade, with very special guests on select dates, Three Doors Down, Daughtry, Switchfoot, Tonic, Big Wreck, and Finger 11. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Creed, Summer of 99 Tour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Team Penske driver Joey Logano won the pole for this Sunday's Daytona 500 in pole qualifying last night. Logano's first career pole in the Great American Race. Front Row Motorsports driver Michael McDowell will join Logano on the front row Sunday after ending up second last night, his first front row start for the race. The rest of the starting lineup will be determined in tonight's Blue-Green Vacation dual 150-mile qualifying races. Our live coverage of those races will begin at 6 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. Locking into the race last night included two of the open teams in Anthony Alfredo and David Ragan. Among those hoping to lock in tonight includes Jimmy Johnson, who does not have a guaranteed starting spot. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Be on the lookout for mouse tunnels around your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trunks and roots of apple trees are among the favorite meals for mice in the winter as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When there's a lot of snow on the ground and you're just a little mouse, it's tough finding your next meal. But if you happen to be scampering around fruit trees, dinner is served. Apple trees especially have thin bark and are very easy to chew on. Ward Upham is an extension horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says mice will go after any prunings on the ground first. If there's snow covering the prunings, the rodents will focus on the tasty trunks.
They don't go deep into the tree. What they're after is that tissue that's just under the bark. But when they do that, they can damage the cambium and the phloem tissues, which can cut off the food supply to that root system. And that's what actually damages the tree. So what you're looking for is actual damage to the trunk. Now, it's going to be close to the ground, and you're going to see part of that trunk tissue chewed away.
If they gnaw all the way around the trunk, the damage can be severe enough to kill the tree. Upham says the best way to protect your fruit trees from mice is to deny them a place to hide.
First thing you do is just clean up around the tree. Make sure there's no grass, no weeds, because that's where they go to hide. These mice are prey for a number of our predators, such as foxes and coyotes, that can cut down on the population. So if you have all that area cleared out, you can reduce the population quite a bit just because predators can easily find them.
You can also use a physical barrier, such as hardware cloth around the trunk, so they can't get through it. Setting a mouse trap isn't a bad idea either. Upham recommends putting it inside a PVC pipe that's large enough to hold a trap, but small enough so wildlife and pets can't get to it.
Learn more about protecting your fruit trees from rodent damage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. Milk markets are lower. March milk down 21 to 1681. April down 19 to 1711. May down 16 to 1750. June down 7 at 18 even. Cheese markets today were lower. Barrels down 2 to 155 and a half. 40-pound blocks down 2 and a quarter to 149 and a quarter. One trade a barrel, three trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 272 and three quarters, 15 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 117 and a half, one trade. Dry whey steady now at 53. No trades on the day. Live cattle futures have now turned mostly higher. Feeder cattle markets are also moving mostly higher. After starting the day mostly lower due to the potential for lower cash cattle trade, but some trade now believes that sell-off has been overdone, and that is helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets moving mostly higher as strong buying interest has been uncovered in hog futures. The decline in hog weights and a possible tighter supply is providing that support. February live cattle up 82 cents to 183.22. April up $1.25 to 185.25. June up 72 cents to 181.85. March feeder cattle up 62 cents to 246.85. April up 52 cents to 250.12. May up 7 cents to 253.02. April hogs up 60 cents to 85.12. May up 47 cents to 88.97. June up $1.07 to 97.85. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower after the USDA's outlook form was released. Now, the supply-demand balance sheets for corn, new crop corn came in at 2.532 billion bushels, bean stocks at 435 million bushels, and wheat stocks at 769 million bushels. The grain markets are still lacking fresh bullish fundamental news that the traders could run with. March corn down 3 3/4 to 420 and a half. May down 5 to 432 and a quarter. July down 4 3/4 to 442 and a half. New crop down 5 1/4 to 459. March beans down 6 1/2 to 1164. May down 8 1/4 to 1168. July down 9 to 1177 and a quarter. And new crop down 13 to 1142. March soybean meal down 260 to 340.70. March soybean oil down 33 cents to 46.02. Chicago wheat, March down 19 1/4 to 566 1/4. May down 16 1/4 to 566 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March down 5 1/4 to 657 1/4. And May down 6 3/4 to 657. Energy markets, March crude oil now up $1.40. $1.79 to $78.13, April up $1.38 to $77.74, March gas now steady at $2.31, April up a cent to $2.56. Let's check off national markets. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. USDA will invest in America's specialty crop farmers. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The Department of Agriculture will invest in specialty crop farmers as the industry faces significant challenges. USDA is looking for new ways to support the industry and wants feedback on how to increase the industry's production and processing practices. USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt explains the importance of specialty crops.
Specialty crops are really an important part of American agriculture. They're things like fruits, they're vegetables, they're nuts, they're flour and nursery products. In Colorado, that means things like, of course, potato, floriculture, peaches, onions, beans, carrots, melons. Just a myriad of different crops that are, of course, delicious and nutritious. They beautify our communities and our neighborhood. And they're really an important part about making American agriculture strong and the economy strong across the nation.
Specialty crop farms are facing challenges like climate and sustainability related issues, such as water management and soil conservation programs.
There are a variety of different challenges related to climate, to certain pest challenges that can absolutely devastate or wipe out a crop. But there's also just a lot of opportunity. And I know firsthand, and what I heard from farmers as I visited Colorado is the pride in what they grow. They're growing delicious and nutritious food. They're growing food that is feeding their community, feeding the nation, and feeding the world. And they're growing their local economy, both their agricultural economy as well as their communities.
USDA wants to hear from as many other specialty crop farmers as possible and is asking the community to offer feedback by March 8th at live events and online.
We've pulled together a resource directory so farmers can have one place that they can go to learn about the resources USDA has for specialty crop producers, as well as we're really interested in hearing from producers how the programs that we currently have can continue to support specialty crop production in the future. So this is all online. So the resource directory is there, as well as a portal to be able to provide input. We're gathering input through March 8th, so we really hope to hear from everyone who has suggestions and ideas for USDA, but we also hope that folks will be able to learn about new resources, new opportunities, so that farmers and producers of all sizes will know about the work that we're doing.
You can find the resource directory and submit input online at usda.gov/specialty crops. That's usda.gov/specialty crops. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association has inducted Ron Kruger into the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association Hall of Fame. Born in Tomahawk to Clarence and Joy Kruger, Ron Kruger's family, including two brothers and sisters, lived on a dairy farm in Irma that had been in the family since the early 1900s. Now, Ron is a graduate of Tomahawk High School and attended UW-Stevens Point. He began his career in 1977 as the farm supervisor for Frito-Lay Genetics Research Farm in Starks. After 15 years with Frito-Lay, Ron moved on to become the general manager for Felix Zolski Farms in 1992, and he stayed for 30 years before his retirement in 2022. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack calls the data in the 2022 Census of Agriculture a wake-up call for the industry. In a statement following the release of the census, Vilsack said, "It's imperative that we continue to deliver agriculture policies that create multiple streams of income for new and more competitive models for small and mid-sized farms." The census reports 141,733 fewer farms in 2022 than in 2017. The number of farm acres fell more than 20 million acres from just 5 years earlier. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said increased regulations, rising supply costs, lack of available labor, and weather disasters have all squeezed farmers to the point that many of them find it impossible to remain economically sustainable. Vilsack added, "We're at a pivotal moment in which we have the opportunity to hold tight to the status quo and shrink our nation's agriculture sector further, or we can choose a more expansive, newer model that creates more opportunity for more farmers." Now, the Census of Agriculture showed that the number of farmers over the age of 65 is outpacing younger farmers. Almost 1.3 million farmers are now at or beyond retirement age, while just 300,000 farmers are under the age of 35. The average age of all producers was 58.1, up 6.6 years from 2017. However, this is a smaller increase than the average age increase between prior censuses. There were just over 1 million farmers with 10 or fewer years of experience. That's an increase in the number of beginning farmers from 2017 of 11%. Beginning farmers are younger than all farmers with an average age of 47. The number of producers under age 35, 296,000, comprising 9% of all producers. In 2022, 1.2 million female producers accounted for 36% of all producers. And the data shows that 58% of all farms had at least one female decision maker. National Farmers Union this week sent a letter to Appropriations Committee leadership opposing restrictions that would undo work to revitalize the Packers and Stockyards Act. The letter, signed by national, regional, and state organizations, points out that opponents of competitive agricultural markets are seeking to roll back the work USDA has already completed, prevent USDA from making additional progress on the rules, and prevent any similar effort in the future. Damaging provisions were included in an earlier version of the fiscal year 24 appropriations bill, and the same strategy was used by opponents of the act during previous administrations. NFU President Rob LaRue says blocking USDA's work would be a direct hit to fair markets, adding Congress should champion family farmers and consumers, not bow to meatpacking monopolies. We urge them to discard this harmful proposal once and for all. Just this week, USDA's first updated Packers and Stockyards Act rule went into effect, with many other rules to follow. Minnesota farmers who grow specialty crops are now eligible for grant funding to help promote and market what they grow. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for its specialty crop block grant program. The program is designed to increase the competitiveness of Minnesota specialty crops in both foreign and domestic markets. The deadline for applications, March 21st. More information on crop eligibility and application guidelines is available on the Minnesota Department of Agriculture website. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The storm system responsible for the snow continues to move off to the east today in our ag weather forecast. Now, temperatures will be near or below freezing today through Saturday, but next week, temperatures warm up with highs in the 30s to near 40. No significant precipitation will fall over the next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 27 to 32, relative humidities at 54 to 59%. Northwest winds at 12 to 17. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy late, lows 11 to 16. Relative humidity is at 78 to 83%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs 17 to 22. Relative humidity is at 48 to 53%. Northwest winds at 12 to 17. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Monday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 40 to 45. Tuesday, partly sunny, warmer still, highs 45 to 50. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs once again, 45 to 50.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
One dance with you. Now came from. But I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde. Road 95 burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She lined shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. It's not as bottoms up. Give them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. Got you tapping on your boy's show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, it's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. Should have you on the knee, can I marry you? If tonight is bottoms up, throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get em up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get em up. Get em up. Get em up. Get em up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. I think you won't slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up.
can't think of nothing else but you all night and day. It's like I got a first class seat up on Ozzy's train. It's driving me insane. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 5150, just a side of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. I gotta get your number, girl. I gotta call you up. I gotta get you riding shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 5150, just a side of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. Call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 5150, just a side of loco. Yeah, 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 yeah. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 5150, spinning my head like a yo-yo. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. So late one night by the heart, Jacob climbed a ladder up to Rachel's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for a brown-eyed girl. And getting caught didn't seem to matter, cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Be 5 years September since her daddy found a letter and a note on her windowsill. Swore he'd never forgive them. Nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." Things back and his eyes shine. Says, "Listen, child, once upon a time, late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mama's room. He knew his place, it was
was right beside her. Jacob's ladder.
I never once back down from a punch. Well, I take it square on the chin.